Welcome to The Good We Can, a weekly podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. My name is Bill Anzio. Thanks for joining me. In case you're wondering, the name of our podcast comes from John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, who summed up our calling with these words: "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can." We turn to the New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. "So then, with endurance, let's also run the race that is laid out in front of us, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us. Let's throw off any extra baggage, get rid of the sin that trips us up, and fix our eyes on Jesus, faith's pioneer and perfecter. He endured the cross, ignoring the shame, for the sake of the joy that was laid out in front of him, and sat down at the right side of God's throne. Think about the one who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you won't be discouraged and you won't give up." Now for a devotion on this passage written by Tracy S. Malone, resident bishop of the Ohio East Episcopal Area of the United Methodist Church, president designate of the Council of Bishops. What does it really mean to let go of all that which weighs us down and makes us feel trapped? What will it take for us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus as we run this race called life? We find in this passage words of encouragement that teach us that we can look to the examples of disciples of Christ in the Holy Scriptures and in our own lives, who went through trials and yet kept the faith. The Apostle Paul, for example, knew something about being entangled with sin. He had done some things in his past that he was not proud of. Paul had a life-changing moment with God, and the Holy Spirit came upon him and transformed his life. Paul began preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. And even more than looking to disciples and apostles, we can keep our eyes on Jesus, the foundation and sustainer of our faith. Jesus is our ultimate example of faithfulness, revealing to us what steadfastness looks like as he endured the cross. Jesus never lost sight of God's divine plan and purpose for his life. We all have a race to run, and will encounter stumbling blocks along the way. Sometimes these are circumstances we have no control over, and sometimes they are situations that we create for ourselves. Hear the good news. No matter what your condition is, and whatever your case may be, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Do not become discouraged, and do not grow weary in your faith. God has an amazing way of showing up in our lives when we least expect it, and the Holy Spirit moves in life-changing ways. Stay the course. Loving God, when things get hard or when we feel helpless, give us eyes to see Jesus. Help us find strength through the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. And now a question for continued reflection on today's devotion. When have you, in light of God's love, let go of the way you thought your life would be in order to live a different reality that God intended for you? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Join us for worship this Easter Sunday morning for the sunrise service at 7 o'clock and also at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. in person or online. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. Our online worship can be accessed from the worship page on our church website, sunprairieumc.org. thegoodlife.org. May God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.